This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Last February, following the release of the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index, there was the headline, highest in nearly 4 years. The index had climbed to 54.4, which showed growth. There was a lot of optimism early in the year that the ag sector had turned a major corner and that there would be opportunity for higher prices after the slump in farm income. A spring rally in grain prices is often followed by a weather market in the summer. There was a spring rally, but it was kneecapped by Trump's trade war. Remember when they were reluctant to call it a trade war? No one minces words now. They're calling it what it is. Creighton says that the RMI is still holding at 54.8 in August. They say that the slowdown in the ag sector has been offset by growth in the non-farm sector in the 10-state survey. 31% of bankers reported turning down more farm loans, and 54.8% of bankers are asking for more collateral. The Rural Main Street Confidence Index is a reduced 46.5 because of concern over the tariffs and trade. Non-farm indexes such as hiring were a strong 68.7 and housing 63.1. None of the 10 states included in the index were below the 50 benchmark for growth this time, with North Dakota at 52.4 the lowest and Iowa at 56.8 surprisingly the highest. I think that building new packing plants along with all the associated production infrastructure to build out the supply chain, boosting the Iowa RMI. Wind farm construction is also contributing to strength in the rural economic activity. Construction in general is running full speed with cement plants operating at maximum capacity. Few farmers have been forced to sell any grain at depressed prices yet. There will be great consternation over what will be a reasonable cash rent for next year. Just about every farm publication has an article giving advice how to negotiate cash rent in it. This is timely given that lease cancellation day is approaching, but have these writers ever done it? They make it sound so matter of fact. There are too many critical unknowns ahead that will dictate what rent makes sense that may be impossible to determine at this time for next year. Will the trade wars be won and everything come up roses again? Or will the ag sector be sliding into a major recession by this time next year? The Trump salesmanship says that he'll fix trade and the ag sector will boom again. I'm not convinced that he will even be in office at this time next year, and that the U.S. economy will be following the ag economy into recession. The ag sector needs a growing world economy, and it is slowing down. Historically, tariffs have never worked to win trade wars, and here we are again trying them. Everyone loses. My advice to landlords is that if you can get the tenants to pay what they have been paying you, extend the lease. The trend in cash rent has been toward flex leases so that the landlord share profits if production and price is good. Most of these share leases, however, have floors in them that are set too high. The landlord has revenue protection that the tenants don't get. Many appear to think that if the U.S. and China get a deal that everything will go back where it was before the trade war started, and the price of soybeans will go back to $10. Frankly, that wasn't that good of a price, but what we will have is a demand slimmed down China, South America producing more soybeans than we do, with a huge U.S. carryover to get through. USDA was at a 785 million bushel carryover, and even the drought areas got rain to make a bean crop. What if instead of 51.6 bushel per acre, the yield is 53.6? Remember, the drowned out areas get deducted from harvested acres, so the average yield goes up when they are dropped. 300,000 drowned soybean acres is about 25 million bushels production. A favorable finish to the crop season could add more than that. We may not have seen the worst-case scenario for either soybean supply and demand or prices. $8 soybeans may become the norm for a while, and I don't think that the Trump tariff aid payment will pay the cash rent. In fact, they've already said the next year you're on your own. The farm bill safety net is set too low to pay the cash rent, too. Add 5 million acres of corn next year times 172 bushel per acre, and that adds 860 million bushel to whatever this year's carryover is. The only thing that the corn market has to get you to do is plant it next year. Basis has been negatively impacted in the eastern corn belt due to poor exports. Their land prices are not that much different than ours in the western corn belt. But their cash rents are higher because of their typical basis advantage. Do I need to explain that risk further? Prices are lower than we want them to be, but the idea that these lows will be short-lived or not go lower is a poor assumption. Don't let low prices derail risk management. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.